The note was undated and without either signature or address. "There will call upon you tonight at 7:45, it said, "a gentleman who desires to consult you upon a matter of the very deepest moment. Your recent services to one of the royal houses of Europe have shown that you are one who may safely be trusted with matters which are of an importance which can hardly be exaggerated. This account of you we have from all quarters received. Be in your chamber, then, at that hour, and do not take it amiss if your visitor wear a mask."
"This is indeed a mystery," I remarked.
"What do you imagine that it means?" "I have no data yet. It is a capital mistake to theorize before one has data. Insensibly, one begins to twist facts to suit theories, instead of theories to suit facts. But the note itself, what do you deduce from it?"
I carefully examined the writing and the paper upon which it was written. "The man who wrote it was presumably well-to-do," I remarked, endeavouring to imitate my companion's processes. "Such paper could not be bought under 0.5 crown a packet. It is peculiarly strong and stiff."
"Peculiar, that is the very word," said Holmes. "It is not an English paper at all. Hold it up to the light."